of your
new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
It's about time. Now, from what I see from the agreement, base pay increase of 25%. That will go through April of 2028. The top wage will raise over 30% to more than $40 an hour. The starting wage will go up by 68% to over $28 an hour. This is returning this job to the almost the gold standard of working class jobs. They said that the lowest paid workers at Ford are going to see a raise of more than 150% over the life of this agreement. That enormous. And some of the workers are going to receive immediately an 85% increase when it is ratified. Now, look, they got a lot of the stuff back that they gave up, you know, because of the Great Recession. They got cost of living adjustment back. They got a 3-year wage progression instead of, like, I think it was like 8. They also, and this is huge, this is enormous, they killed the multi-tier wage system. Done. That is fantastic. Some improvements to retirement security. That is fabulous. They got the right to strike over plant closures. That's a first for the union. Where's Joe Biden when I need him? This is a big freaking deal. Where's that? Now the strike will continue at Stellantis and GM, but here's the thing. When one goes, generally the others follow, called pattern bargaining. So maybe we're going to start to see potentially GM and Stellantis come around, and maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel if this whole thing ends. And look, this is, again, big freaking deal. And as I keep saying, strikes work when done right, when funded, when you have a clear message, strikes work. Now, of course, all of the economic people losing their minds. Moody's Investor Service, they did a study earlier in the month. They said, you know, if they give raises and they do all the things, you know, it could cost Stellantis a $1.1 billion. It could cost GM $1.2 billion. It could cost Ford $1.4 billion in the fourth year of the contract. This could be horrible. And I'm reading this, I'm going, yeah, it could cost them that kind of money. But understand, GM's net profit last year, net profit, this is what they put in their pocket after everything else, was over $11 billion. Stellantis, their net profit was over almost $18 billion. Ford's was $7.6 billion. So again, you know, you're talking at Stellantis, what, $1.1 billion on $17.8 billion? I don't know that that's enough, really. I know you want it all, Rick. No, I want a fair, equitable distribution of the wealth that these workers labor creates, and all workers. We've been talking about this for days now. I mean, it's gotten to the point where the wealth class, they expect to take all the cookies off the plate and leave you with none. They expect to fill their pockets, to line their coffers, however you want to frame it. They expect to have it all. And then just the minimum of what it's going to take to get you in the door. And like I talked about on the show yesterday with the gas station worker, the reality is people have had enough. People are saying we demand better. We demand more. We demand to be able to support our families and keep a roof over our head. And look, while all of the craziness in Congress that's been going on over the last 3 weeks has been happening, families are still struggling. And look, this new guy that they've elected, he's going to be no help for working families whatsoever. So this is the direction of empowered workers have to take, because there's no help coming out of Congress, especially with this new speaker that they've got. Now, here's the weird thing. Because as I've said, you've got these billionaires, you've got these rich people who are, they want things the way it used to be. They want the good old days, you know, where they didn't have to share these massive amounts of profit. They want the good old days where they could just, you know, line their pocket without question. And I look at this billionaire, this CEO, this Steven Schwarzman. Steven, he's going on about people working from home. And this is one of those things, because they really want control back. They really want the pre-pandemic world where they had all the control, all the power. And we were just happy to have jobs. We were just happy to be around, just happy to, just glad we can, stay poor. But this is what Steven Schwarzman had to say. And I got to tell you, it's another one of those moments where you go, CEOs just being CEOs and saying what they're saying, and you and me be damned. Here's Steven Schwarzman.
People got used to, staying at home. And it was actually more profitable for them to stay at home because, one, they didn't work as hard, regardless of what they tell you. And the second is they don't spend money to commute. They can make their lunch at home. They don't have to buy expensive clothes, and so their incomes are higher. One or two quick statistics. In the U.S., in the office market, buildings are 20% vacant. Unleased. Actually, there's another 20% that somebody's leased, but the people don't come in. So you're looking at office buildings that basically are 40% unused. So I expect when those leases roll off, the companies will cut back the amount of space. So say you have 30% unused space in office buildings, that means those office buildings are not survivable, as economic entities.
Just not survivable. And here's the thing. My first thought on this, I got to tell you, I got to wonder if Steve's got some real estate issues. I got to wonder how deep Steve's money is into office buildings, because that seemed to be the mass of his concern. Got to get those people back to work so we can charge rent. And we can line our pockets. But here's the thing that gets me. They didn't work as hard as they normally would, even though, the data is out there. People worked hard. People did the work that they were supposed to do, which is how these companies are making wild profit. Again, it's maddening. And the fact that workers were able to save a little bit of money by not having to commute, by not having to buy, expensive new clothes to keep up with the office politics, that they didn't have to buy lunches, they didn't have to do all this stuff, that they were able to, make their home life better, have better life-work balance, somehow that can't be had. That's bad for working people. And it's this kind of self-interest, because you got 20% of the offices that are vacant and 20% where no one shows up. That means that people like him, they could be I'm not going to say hurting because the guy's a billionaire. You know, what is hurting? He's only a 900 millionaire. This is one of those moments where I look at this and I go, you know, whose interest is he really looking out for? And is it in the good of the company or is it the good of his personal pocketbook? Because a lot of the things that I've been reading about people working from home, people are actually happier. Workers are actually happier, are staying with jobs longer, and are actually, like it or not, believe it or not, more productive because guess what? They're happy. And here's the thing. They don't miss as much work because they're already home. I'm not making this up. The data supports all of this. But again, you got folks like this who are worried about what's town center going to look like with no one showing up to these office buildings. I got a pretty good idea what to do with those office buildings. We could convert them into housing for homeless people. If we really wanted to think outside the box and really do something that helps, we could do some of that. Yeah. So good day today. Good for the UAW. I'm hoping the other two, Stellantis and GM, come around. But that's a big thing. I'm still amazed that the Republicans actually did vote for a speaker, and we'll be talking about him real soon. I want to hear your thoughts. Email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425. Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So Mike Johnson, Republican from Louisiana, going to be the new speaker. And look, as the comments have been, Jim Jordan in a sports coat, basically an election denier. There's a whole bunch of stuff, election denier, anti-abortionist, has a zero rating with the AFL-CIO on all labor bills. Climate skeptic, anti-LGBT, lunatic. We could go down the somebody who wants to slash Social Security and Medicare. And my favorite is, if only those women would bring able-bodied workers into the world, we wouldn't have Social Security problems. That's what the guy said. If we just had more cheap labor, if we could only force more poor women to have more poor children, we can exploit their labor, and that would be awesome. A la Tom DeLay, Newt Gingrich. Again, Republicans have been saying this for a very, very long time. Nothing new, but I do find it interesting that he is now the speaker. And guess what? He's going to be everything that the Democrats want him to be, because he's everything that the general public despises about the GOP. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Let's go to the phones. Got Steve on line one. Steve, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. And I think it's a really interesting point you raised with regard to the attitudes that many people at the top of the food chain in our economy have, because I think that they're sort of having to reconcile the sort of very tight job market with what they want. I mean, they want their workers to be under their thumb. And they know full well that if they have interest in things like, as you alluded to, commercial real estate, we need to get the message out there. We need to have people back in the workplace. It's not that we're being more productive if that's happening. No, it's that the interest I have in commercial real estate is more valuable. And a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money in the years to come because, no, commercial real estate isn't going to come back, not to the degree that it was going to prior to COVID. COVID accelerated what was already a trend, but it took it to the level of being on steroids. I mean, we're a country that simply has moved on. The age of computers and high-speed internet has made it possible to have virtual meetings. You don't have to get on an airplane. You don't have to go into the office, at least not every day. And a lot of people, because of a tight job market, have opted to stay at home. Yeah. As you pointed out, okay, that has a ripple effect. When I got out of college, I went straight to Brooks Brothers and bought two suits. Brooks Brothers didn't make stylish suits that you want to wear out to a club on a Saturday night. They made suits that you wore to Anderson Brothers, that sort of thing, Arthur Anderson, rather. IBM. It's the kind of stuff that your dad or your granddad wore if they had a college diploma and they went into that kind of job in the 1950s or 60s. The Don Draper look. You had to have it. But, okay, you no longer have to go into work. Or if you do have to go into work, it's casual. So nobody's shopping at these places. And, yes, office space is going empty compared to where it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Okay, we've been here before. What people recognize as lofts when they watch movies and television shows, lofts were converted factories in New York and Chicago and other places. That they used to produce all sorts of things, and then rather than tearing them down, somebody came up with the bright idea to turn them into apartments and condos. And then now, all of a sudden, we're actually building things to look like lofts.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. This just in, the UAW and Ford are closing in on a tentative agreement that could be announced as soon as this evening. It could see auto workers receive raises of 25% over the life of the agreement. That's up about 2% from Ford's previous wage offer. UAW workers started walking out of GM, Ford, and Stellantis facilities on September 15th. House Speaker vacancy filled. The gavel has been given to Republican Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana.
I'm so grateful and so humbled to have gotten a unanimous vote on the floor by all of my colleagues here.
CBS's Major Garrett says of Johnson's career in the House,
Mike Johnson has never been a committee chairman. He's never been a subcommittee chairman. He is a backbencher for a House Republican conference that quite clearly and evidently wants a backbencher, someone who is less experienced than those who sought the position and could not secure the votes to hold it.
The famous Mexican resort city of Acapulco remains isolated. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City says powerful Hurricane Otis surged unexpectedly and made a direct hit.
This Category 5 hurricane made landfall right in the heart of Acapulco's famous hotel zone, but there are nearly a million people living in the surrounding areas. Many of them live in shanty towns, and thousands more in flimsy huts on the coast. It's not clear how they fared or when rescue workers will be able to get to them.
CBS News has learned Israel is delaying its ground invasion into Gaza. This comes as the humanitarian crisis is getting worse and more than 200 hostages remain in captivity. CBS's Holly Williams has more from East Jerusalem.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is sheltering around 600,000 displaced people and says it will run out of fuel. Israel says Hamas needs fuel for its rockets and military operations and claims Hamas is hoarding it and stealing it from civilians, releasing aerial images of these tanks, which it says contain more than 100,000 gallons. We cannot independently verify that.
Arab leaders are pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza. Leaders of Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar are urging an Israeli de-escalation as the conflict raises fear of regional war. The driver who allegedly crashed his car and killed four college students in Malibu, California last week faces multiple charges. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon.
Charging Fraser Michael Bong of Malibu with four counts of murder and four counts of gross vehicular manslaughter. He is being held on $4 million of bail.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Groody's doing D.C., baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission is taking action against a Rhinelander car dealership. They allege that both current and former owners of the Rhinelander Auto Center charged hundreds or even thousands of dollars of illegal junk fees. They also say the dealership discriminated against Native American customers by charging them even higher fees. They want the dealership to immediately stop charging the junk fees and return $1 million to customers as refunds. The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is quitting less than a year after taking the job. Acting Secretary Adam Payne lists a number of family-related reasons in a letter he sent to Governor Evers on Friday. Payne is stepping down after the state Senate fired four of Evers' appointees to the DNR's policy board last week. Senators never took up Payne's own appointment in January. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 54. Tonight, under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 63.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 58.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State wildlife officials unanimously approved a new wolf management plan for Wisconsin on Wednesday. The new plan does not include specific population goals for the entire state. Instead, the plan recommends a population of around 1,000 animals, but allows for more flexibility in certain areas of the state. While conservation groups applauded the new plan, farmers and hunters worry that the plan will allow too many wolves to prey on livestock and deer in northern Wisconsin. There's a new member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Governor Evers is tapping longtime Eau Claire City employee Carrie Ripel. She served in the city clerk and human resources offices since 2011. Ripel says she'll be able to provide an expert's opinion in the role. She'll keep her job in Eau Claire while making regular trips to Madison. Her appointment is...
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Today by going to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more. Again, that's chadsdesignbuild.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The money muscle was recently exercised at a closed meeting of GOP sugar daddies in Utah. Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and other presidential wannabes were on display, pleading with the donors to choose them as the party's alternative to Donald Trump and to shoo the other Republican contenders out of the race. Haley bluntly appealed to the rich clique's plutocratic ego. Quote, I think it's up to the donors to decide which candidates should get off the stage. Christie went a step further toward plutocratic rule, asking the elite attendees to decide who would be, quote, the best president. This is Jim Hightower saying, no one in the room bothered asking the obvious question, best for whom? Everyone knew he meant best for the rich. No need for messy elections. Let the billionaires choose.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So the new GOP Speaker of the House, third-term guy, the relative newbie, going to be the leader of the Republican Party, doesn't really have much in the way of fundraising, which is good. This means that, you know, the Republicans will be handcuffed. But here's a guy who said, hey, we could just get those poor people that pump out more kids. We could have a lot more cheap labor. And, you know, we could maybe save that little Social Security and Medicare thing for you if we just had more cheap labor. I'm not making this up. That's this guy's opinion. And look, this has been the Republican Party's opinion for a very long time. Tom DeLay said it a decade or two ago. This is not new, but this guy's now Speaker. So I'm interested to see where this is going to take us. And here to share some thoughts on the new Speaker and what this could mean for Social Security, I've asked our good friend Alex Lawson to come talk with us. Alex is the Executive Director of Social Security Works. SocialSecurityWorks.org is their website. Alex, thanks for taking time for us.
Of course, anytime. And it is a weird time, that's for sure. You aren't lying. That's literally what he said in committee. He's like, if we could just force people to have babies, then Republicans wouldn't be forced to cut Social Security in so many words. I mean, that, and you're also right that that is their position. It's like he, you can set up more if you want, Rick, but this guy, Mike Johnson, you know, he's a backbencher in the truest sense of the word. So if you're looking at like what happened is the speaker, he's the speaker is in line for the president, right? Like yep. President, vice president, speaker. This is somebody who is the pinnacle of a House career. And the House is extraordinarily hierarchical. So they go, they work on committees, they go up to a committee chair and they keep going up. They couldn't get any of the people who, quote unquote, should, right? Any of their actual leaders, they couldn't get that person into the speaker chair because they just had so much animosity because they've been knifing each other back and forth for, you know, however many weeks it's been.
Three.
For 22 days. And this guy is a cipher, but not really. He's a puppet. He's clearly not able. He did not unify the caucus by the sheer force of his personality, Rick. He actually was the absolute break glass in case of a huge emergency and put a suit in place. And somebody else is, you can actually see it in the press conference. You can see Scalise over his shoulder, Scalise, who could not get the votes to become speaker, and he just tells him what to do, and he's talking directly to him. He's not saying it to the press. But Mike Johnson is to be a backbencher from Louisiana, you know, like a Republican in a safe district like that. Super easy. All he has to do is say literally the craziest stuff yep. that it is in, you know, their worldview. And he just rises higher and higher. And he's a very rich man, multimillionaire, and he's backed by the fathomless wealth of the hard right Christian nationalist part of the Republican Party, like the money behind overturning Roe v. Wade. That's who he is. And, you know, the truth is that the real story is that you had all of those so-called moderate Republicans take their mask right off and be like, oh yeah, we're extremists, but this is our leader. This guy right here Absolutely. Is our leader. This guy who wants to criminalize being gay in this country. This guy who wants to force women to have babies so that there's a supply of cheap labor. This guy who's dead set on destroying Social Security and Medicare. And Rick, I know you know this, but I'll just mention it for your listeners, who I bet also know this because we pay attention. That's how he introduced himself to the world, saying, and we're going to have this commission that's going to cut Social Security and Medicare. That's their goal. That's what they're doing. And I will say it is a dangerous moment because the weakness that they've shown in the House, you wonder, not too hard, but like, how are they going to get the government funded by November 17th? So he said they're going to do a short term, what's called the CR, the funding thing, and maybe kick it into January, punt it into the next year. But at some point, they're going to try to align their extremist point of view with the reality that they have to govern. And just like previously, they'll fail.
Yeah.
Right. Like the thing that took McCarthy down was that the extremist ideology that he wrote into his budget proposal, a 30% cut to the Social Security Administration, 30% cut across the board
wow.
to the government, that destroys the government, right? Like no more Social Security for people. They know that's not actually possible. So McCarthy did what the only thing that he could do, which was fund the government. And then, you know, the extremist MAGA right threw him out of office for that. I shed no tears for McCarthy. That man is absolutely an extremist himself. But they haven't solved that problem. You know what I mean? They haven't even kicked the can down the road. Is there a metaphor for this, Rick? What's it called when you're floundering and you just like, you're digging yourself deeper in a hole and pulling the dirt in on top of you. There's no way they're going to be able to square this circle. And it's completely out of step with the majority of Americans.
And that's what that's the only hope that I have in this, that we're going to pay attention to what comes out of this House and how extreme it is. And the majority of people are going to turn them away in 2024. Even with all of the gerrymandering and the rigging of states and all of that, the hope is that the sane, there might be some sane, rational Republican voters left who want to keep Social Security, because you're right. Johnson wants to, he's the enemy of Social Security. And that comes with all of this stuff. As you guys pointed out in your release today, raising the retirement age, decimating middle-class benefits, making annual cost of living increases smaller, moving towards privatization. Again, that's back on the table, which, didn't we learn our lesson already on the privatization nonsense?
So I think fortunately or unfortunately, I think it's unfortunately, the way our system works is so rigged. But in this instance, you said a majority of people, and for like presidential, it's not a majority, because the majority of people already rejected. It's just, the great compromise in setting up this country to create the Senate to protect slave owners, gave two senators from states that have almost nobody in them the same power as the two senators from the most populous states. So it's not about a majority. We know that a majority of Americans absolutely disagree with the things that Mike Johnson says, forcing women to give birth, criminalizing women who get an abortion, meaning sending them to prison. These are things that this man has said.
And not just to prison, Alex, but hard labor.
Hard
for
labor.
1 to 10 years and fines from $10,000 to $100,000. He's very proud of his state for doing that.
And what he is, but who he is alienating, this is my opinion. This is, I mean, like, I look at this and I'm like, look, there are a swath of voters who I don't totally understand with my head. Like, I can't put myself in their shoes that often but it is generally people are really busy and there's a ton of propaganda. And there's a huge, not huge, there's a very small number of voters in like purple or suburban districts who do have a tendency to go back and forth. They're the swing voters, right? Right. And they're not, that is not who these swing voters are. They're confused about who's on whose side. And we've seen it time and again. Not, I mean, in polling, yes, but really it's in election results that Roe v. Wade, overturning Roe v. Wade, deeply unpopular, and it really pushes turnout. I mean, we saw that in Ohio, a super confusing ballot initiative, and it got smoked because the people understood what's at stake with these extremists. That's who he has no chance of connecting to. Nobody. So that is abundantly clear. You pile on top of that the fact that he wants to destroy Social Security, and now you're driving the same sort of depressed turnout. That's wrong. I'm sorry. It wasn't depressing turnout. It was seniors still voted. Seniors vote, as you know, just like in every single election. But they switched against Trump. And that, there's so many things you could say actually did it. But that movement of senior voters, not to be a majority of them, but just they lost, when you lose a voter and they go to the other side, that's two votes. One, you lost one and your opponent gained one.
Right.
That's what's going to, we're going to make sure every single Biden district Republicans who are elected in districts that Biden won, there's 18 of them. We're going to make sure that every single person in those districts knows that these so-called moderates pulled the lever for an avowed extremist. That's who they elected as their leader. You also, at the top, you laid out, this guy, he doesn't have a Rolodex. Like, they're all going to try to give him their Rolodex, meaning his fundraising prowess for the entire caucus. But I actually, my other opinion is that many of the donors, the Republican donors, are going to write off the House.
Yeah.
They're going to actually focus on the Senate and the White House because the House has been just so chaotic, and it just doesn't seem as sure of a thing. The Senate map for the Democrats is really hard.
Yeah.
So I see them pouring money into the Senate. And, you know, we're going to make sure that everyone knows that all the Republicans want to cut Social Security. It's not some of them. It's all of them.
You're absolutely right. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're with Alex Lawson. Alex is the executive director of Social Security Works. SocialSecurityWorks.org is the website if you want to check out the work that they do. I got to get your thoughts on this. Representative Tony Gonzalez tweeted out about Mike Johnson. He said, Mike Johnson and I both represent two of the poorest districts in the country, but the richest in the values held by the great people of Texas 23 and Louisiana 4. He says, I look forward to working with him to help secure the southern border as our next speaker. What is he talking about? Is he promoting the fact that that they represent the poorest people in the country and have done absolutely nothing to help them, especially on the day when the census comes out with the fact that food insecurity in this country has risen sharply and that millions of people go to bed hungry every night in this country and probably a lot in their district? I'm confused at what Mr. Gonzalez here is trying to say.
Yeah, I think a lot of what people try to say in that vein is, you know, don't pay attention to the fact that you're poor and these billionaires have been robbing you with our help for decades. Let's focus on this other thing, in this case, the border, right? It's just a deflection. It's sad. And I do think that the Democrats have to do a better job of really understanding that even playing on that turf is a loser's game, right? Like the same thing as the commission that Johnson has proposed, that Jody Arrington, you know, held a hearing on. This is the long held dream of the Republicans. And too often the Democrats want to talk about it as if it's like real policy or something. And it's not. It's not real policy. It's just a way of robbing people of their Social Security benefits so that their rich, ultra wealthy don't have to pay their fair share in taxes. So it really always comes down to the same thing, right? If you are not going to improve the lives of the people who you represent by challenging the billionaire class and the ultra wealthy, then the only playbook there is incomprehensible gobbledygook, which politicians also are really good at, and finger pointing at somebody else, when the actual problem is abundantly clear. The problem is billionaires. We've got a billionaire problem. That's the problem. And the antidote to the problem is solidarity. It's getting organized. It's standing together, like the UAW is right now showing that when workers stand together, we can see headlines that are more in line, instead of, you know, record profits, meaning yachts for CEOs, record profits means that workers have record wages. That's how it did. The CEOs didn't make the profits. The workers did.
See, this is how you save Social Security and Medicare. To me, it seems very simple. You know, you've got these UAW members who are now going to make upwards of more than $40 an hour at the top rate, starting wage over $28 an hour. That means more money going into Social Security and Medicare. That seems to me like a good idea. Help distribute the money to the people who earn it, to the people who work for it. And the systems will be fine. What's happened over the years is we've stagnated and declined wages so badly and destroyed benefits to the point where, yeah, there are some problems, but you don't destroy the whole system because of problems that were created by our billionaire class. You make them pay.
Yeah, and just to put a little bit of a finer point on it, the problem is the billionaires. If they didn't hoover up all of the productivity gains, right? I'm sure people have seen the graph, but our productivity as workers keeps going up, but the wages haven't kept pace with that. And it's in direct proportion to union density. So when unions are strong, the productivity gains go to the workers in the form of wages, higher wages. The system works perfectly then. When the billionaires corrupt the system and hoover up all of the money outside of the system, outside of the Social Security system, outside of the income tax system, an army of lawyers to hide their ill-gotten gains in offshore accounts and things of that nature. That's what makes any sort of system creaky. So the solution to the problem is just make the billionaires, when it comes to Social Security, pay the same rate on all of their income, just like the rest of us do. That's all that we're saying, is just get the ultra wealthy to pay in on 100% of their income, both earned and unearned income. Put that army of lawyers out of business. The problem is the billionaires. So the solution has to be make the billionaires play by the rules. Yep. The workers who are playing by the rules, that's not who you hurt by stealing their benefits for the problems caused by the billionaires. And that's the stakes. That's what's going on here. And Mike Johnson is firmly on the side of the billionaires. He's saying, my guys, my ultra wealthy, you know, the guys who call the shots, they don't want to pay more in taxes. So we're going to cut your Social Security. And, you know, they've been doing this for a while, Rick, but I've been doing this for a while, too. So I'm confident. I'm taking the fight to them. This is deeply unpopular, and we need the American people to understand that that's what's going on. It's as simple as that.
SocialSecurityWorks.org, the website, if you want to check out the work that Alex and his crew does over at Social Security Works, SocialSecurityWorks.org. Alex, always great talking with you. I appreciate the time. Keep up the great work. Keep up the fight. And I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Rick.
Our good friend Alex Lawson. I want to hear your thoughts. Email me, Rick at TheRickSmithShow.com. Going to take a quick break. Right back with your thoughts after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report. Two breaking stories this hour. First, Lewiston, Maine is on lockdown with residents told to shelter in place because of an active shooter situation. The local sheriff's office says law enforcement agencies are investigating two active shooter events and the suspect is still at large. Central Maine Medical Center says it's reacting to a mass casualty event. Governor Janet Mills and President Biden have been briefed. In another development, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says in their strike against one of the big three.
On day 40 of the stand-up strike, we reached a historic agreement.
It's a tentative agreement with Ford, and Fain says
your elected leadership in the UAW National Ford Council is going to come to Detroit on Sunday, October 29th. They will vote on whether to send the agreement to the membership.
The Ford deal could set the pattern for agreements with GM and Stellantis in a strike that began on September 15th. President Biden applauds both sides for coming together. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years took another step Wednesday. A state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Another school in the Universities of Wisconsin system is cutting jobs. The UW-Platteville campus announced Tuesday they will eliminate over 100 positions on the campus. The school is facing an over $9 million structural deficit. About 60 people are going to be laid off, while officials plan to cut 31 open positions on the campus. The campus joins UW-Oshkosh in laying off workers amid budget cuts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media. Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 54. Tonight, under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The rest of their golden years with dignity and respect, those went away. Where'd that money go? Oh, yeah, it went to the pockets of the billionaires. How do you think we created such a large billionaire class? How do you think we went from having, you know, maybe one, two billionaires to now over 1,000? And not just 1 billion, but multiple billions, 100 billions. How do you think that happened? Simple. More for them, less for you. And why do you think all of our systems are in trouble? Because wages have stagnated. And not just stagnated, but actually declined when you throw inflation into this. And I know most people don't remember what 30, 40, 50 years was like. I know most people don't remember that the standard of living in this country was actually higher. I know, we couldn't buy so much stuff. We didn't have as many options back then. And maybe that was a good thing too, but one income could support a family. One income. And not just, you know, bare minimum, bare sustenance, just getting by, actually supporting a family, taking vacations, buying a new car every couple of years, sending kids to college, you know, all of those things, vacations, you know, which most people don't even know what that means anymore. Because what used to be a living wage has now turned into a desperation wage. Most people I talk to, they're just struggling to get by. Just making ends meet. Just making sure that the owners are paid back. And the question is when do we say enough is enough? When do we stop with all of the horse race politics and the divisive, you know, nonsensical issues that they throw out at us as chum to get us, you know, fighting each other over who knows what, whatever the outrage of the day is. Why isn't the outrage of the day that kids are going to bed hungry? You know, as I said, you know, the poverty rate is childhood poverty rate's gone back up. Thank you, Republicans. Food insecurity rose sharply in 2022. Thank you, Republicans. You know, why are you always blaming the Republicans? Because they're doing it. This is the problem. It's like, you know, someone said to me, well, you know, why are they picking on poor Donald Trump? Because he committed the crimes. If it were you doing those things, you would be standing trial. Why is he different? But the question I have for this new speaker, which messaging bills are you going to be moving forward on? I think it's going to be telling what he comes out with.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.